joining us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Jeff Kojan. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Tom. How are you?
I am tremendous. I'm looking at this picture of Blake Jeffrey on coaching the little kids on the youth guys on the NashvillePredators.com website here, and I noticed the kids are all wearing yellow jerseys. I'm just saying. I mean, are they tipping us off to anything here, or is it just a coincidence?
You're breaking up, Tom. I can't hear you.
Good answer. Excellent answer. All right. The skate of the union, it's kind of like the official end of the hockey year, if you will, because now we look forward to, what's coming up this year. But tell us about some of the things that are going to be happening down there and some of the things that the fans could take advantage of.
Well, we don't view it as the end of last year. We view it as kind of the kickoff for this year. We actually, probably better stated, it's a bridge between the two. Mm-hmm. We're going to, talk about what we accomplished last year and some of the plans we have for the upcoming year. But, basically it's a way to, celebrate hockey in Middle Tennessee. We have events all day, starting at 10 a.m. and concluding at 8 p.m. We have a pro shop and sidewalk sale with game used equipment and, liquidation type things. We have a plaza party that kicks off at 3 o'clock with games and ice girls and music and more. You can come in Bridgestone and Arena and tour the locker rooms. We have alumni signing. Scott Walker is coming back in, and Wade Belak and Stu Grimson will be here for autographs. Ryan Suter and Blake Jeffrion are coming out for some autographs. At 6 o'clock, we have what we call our town hall, which will be myself and Sean Henry, our president, Mr. Tom Cigaran, our chairman of the board representing the ownership group, David Poilberry Trot. So we're there to answer any questions the fans might have, talk a little bit about what we saw accomplished last year, what we see as the landscape for the upcoming year. Fans can go online at our website and register a question if they so desire, and we're going to pick them randomly and or representatively, I guess is a better way to say that. We're going to do that from 6 to 7:30 or so, and then at 7:30 we're all going to go out to the plaza and we're going to unveil our new jersey off the AT&T building tomorrow night about 8 o'clock.
Really? So it's going to be unveiled up there, huh?
Yes, it is. If you fans that are people that are walking downtown, you might see a black banner on the AT&T building that says "State of the Union, July 13th" with our website, and there may be something underneath that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this: are you also going to have it unveiled then? With players or somebody putting it on there, where you can kind of get a better look at it, maybe see the front end, the back, and all that kind of good stuff. Or is it just going to be unveiled on the building?
No, we'll have some models.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Celebrity models.
When do they go on sale then? Is the next part of that deal?
I'm sorry.
I said, when do they go on sale then? I mean, are people going to be able to buy them if they come to the State of the Union tomorrow?
Unfortunately, the manufacturer isn't caught up with our announced date. I hear they're going to be available August and September.
Okay. All right. So that's good stuff. All right, you mentioned Blake Jeffrion. I joked about him on the website there. But how important? You're a guy that's got a lot of experience in Sunbelt cities for the NHL. How important is Blake to the organization? Not just on the ice, because he's given us some special moments on the ice, and you got to have a sense that he's going to develop into a kind of hockey player that is worthy of that name. Having said that, how important is it for a kid from Brentwood, Tennessee, to play hockey here in the local leagues to the overall organization as almost the possibility of being the face of the organization down the road?
I don't want to predict the face of the organization down the road. We love Shea Weber, and we want him here for a long time.
Right.
And he's kind of the existing face. But, to your question, it kind of is his success gives Middle Tennessee youth the opportunity to aspire for something that wasn't realistic or possible, certainly 5 years ago, arguably 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, in order to be ultimately successful, here. We need grassroots support. We need kids playing hockey. We need, you know, we need to stick in that kid's hand at 5 years old, because when you do that, at 16 they take a date, and at 20 and at 35 they buy a suite and everything in between, if I'm making sense to you.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Plus they also put that crest on early on and it becomes part of their life, and
correct,
and those colors, and
you grow
and,
up with the brand. Yeah. There's nothing more powerful. Ask the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, well, no, that's a great point. Or me and my kids as Yankee fans, for example. I mean, they just, and now they're Preds fans, because, you know, we've lived here for a while, and my boys are growing up as Predator fans and so on. So it, you know, we had that. At first, it was great. Everybody here was a fan of, if you were a hockey fan, you were a fan of some other team and the Preds. I like the Bruins and the Preds. Charlie likes the Rangers and the Preds. Now, 11, 12 years in, 13 years in, we get through an entire generation. Now you got people that are just Preds fans, you know, that's their team from the beginning. And what you guys have done, and this has been a sticking point for me, you know, before you got here, every time, you know, three less people showed up at one game than the previous game, it was headlines in a newspaper that, you know, the world was coming to an end and the hockey team, nobody wanted to see it. You guys are over 16,000 a game last year in a market where you watch a NASCAR race, you watch a football game, you watch a baseball game, and buildings are empty. The economy has taken that money from people. And for you to go from 13,005, 14,000 maybe a few years ago, just a couple of years ago, to over 16,000 last year, it's not like you won the Stanley Cup, you know? I think that that's an unbelievable story in this economy. Why has this happened?
I think as though we focused. I mean, as a management group, we tried to direct people's our staff's attention to filling the building, and not, you know. So while everybody has their own little niche that they're accountable and responsible to their supervisor for, we said everybody also has to sell the tickets, and we put together a little internal sales contest. And we were giving commission checks to people in human resources and accounting, and we tried to create that sales culture, and we were not satisfied. We said we're going to sell out 15 games. That was our goal, and we focused on it. So it you know, I guess the answer to your question is, you know, roll up your sleeves and focus on a singular element, and then I think that's what we did. Now we've got to build on that. So, you know, while the 16 is great, you know, there are, at 16,000, you have, 1,103 empty seats, right?
Yep, exactly.
On average. So, you know, we'd like to take 15 sellouts to 22, 24 next year and continue to grow this. And, you know, where you started this was the headlines in the paper, you know, the sky is falling, the Predators are leaving. That's not a way to run a franchise. And, you know, our goal was to basically take that out of the public, you know, view and focus on winning hockey games and giving back to the community. And I think to some degree we did that, and the bigger challenge is to build on it this year.
I think I sensed a change in the marketing as well, in terms of it's not being marketed as much as just an event that, hey, this is something cool coming. It's being marketed as hockey. Okay, it's hockey, and it's great. It's a great sport to watch live. It's a great place to be. It's a great night out, and let's go for the hockey, not for all of the ancillary stuff, because that would get old. And I think that has been a smart move as well, if I'm reading that correctly.
You read it exactly. You read it very precisely and accurately, and you know, we're going to sell not only hockey, but we're going to sell competitive, winning, and hopefully championship hockey.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff, I'll tell you what. All right, by the way, did you see Jeff Leopold's new divisions? He pretty much has set everything in motion now. We know where the Predators are going to be. Apparently that's all said and done, tongue-in-cheek as I say that. But interesting to see things in some way, shape, or form are going to line up with a bunch of Central Division, Central Time Zone-type teams possibly, and that'll be something else to look forward to, and you know, a potentially good thing, I think, overall with the way the new schedules will be in the future.
Well, that is not happening this year. There's some conversation about that happening over time. You know, is it the following year? Is it beyond that? I don't know. You know, I am to some degree involved in those discussions, and to a larger degree, they happen way over my head at the league level. And as you know, as I said, you know, we'll deal with that next year. This year, we're going to build on the 16,000 and the second round, getting to the second round. We can see if we can escalate both of those.
I'd say we go for the cup, and the second round will come along the way. You know, might as well shoot for the whole enchilada. It can happen certainly in this league, and the way you guys have been building this team, it's good. Been very.
Yeah, we also don't want to give any locker room quotes either. So.
All right. Well, good job getting the guy signed that you wanted to get signed on the restricteds. It was nice to see Kostitsyn, who had such a nice year, rebound year, getting inked. I think you guys are showing that commitment to have the right bodies in place, and I'm sure that the Shea Weber thing will get done in a way that makes sense for everybody, and it'll be lock and load time sooner than you can expect.
Yes, you know, September's right around the corner.
It won't be long now. Skate of the Union tomorrow. Activities going on all afternoon. Get on down there
afterwards.
One other thing,
Tom, if I can interrupt you.
Sure.
We have ticket specials. We're giving $50 off season ticket packages tomorrow if you buy tomorrow during Skate of the Union. And if you sign up for our new Predators checking and credit card with Fifth Third Bank, we'll give you an additional discount off of that if you pay for the tickets with that. So we got a lot going on. Love to see everybody out here.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, and the flex packages are back, too, and that's really a great deal.
You can look pick your own games.
Yeah. Tremendous. There he is. Everybody sells. Even the CEO is selling. That's a good job by Jeff Kojan. Jeff, I appreciate you, and we'll do it again.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. The CEO of the National Predators on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP hotline. We have completely changed the clock of the Tom Abraham Show. Stop with the 45 interviews. We got to stop having interviews at the 40 and the 45.
Hey, who said there's no sports to talk about?
Goodness gracious almighty.